Iraq's oil industry is finally rebounding. Looting and sabotage had kept production to a trickle for months. During the summer, it was about 500,000 barrels a day. Now it's somewhere around 2 million. That's about four-fifths what it was before the war. Jamal Qureshi is an analyst at the consulting firm PFC Energy. He's been watching the progress of the Iraqi oil industry with great interest.
Whether the glass is half full or half empty really depends on what benchmark you want to use. In the immediate aftermath of the war, some of the expectations had been if the war was quick, you could get production going again very quickly. The Iraqis had done this many times in the past where the UN Oil for Food program had rolled over and you lost maybe production for a few weeks and you quickly got back to where you were. Obviously, the security situation and the looting that followed didn't allow that to happen, and so in that sense, the recovery has been very, very slow. On the other hand, once people sort of got a grasp on just how serious the situation was and initial expectations of how long it would take to recover started coming out, those expectations have been exceeded somewhat.
And it's interesting because last time we talked to you, the situation was rather grim in Iraq. There were oil fires. There was quite a bit of sabotage. And there still are problems right now, particularly in getting the oil out of the country, the export bottlenecks.
To a certain extent, that is somewhat overplayed. The greatest bottleneck is in the north of the country, which represents only about half of the production, even less, than the south of the country can do. In the south, they're basically getting out pretty much what they can produce.
Are there two different things? To the south, it's a problem of getting the oil out through the port. To the north, it's a problem of securing the pipelines?
Generally speaking, yes. In the south, you've got to get the port running. They've been improving it. They're going to hit a point here soon where they're going to hit maximum capacity at the now renamed Basra oil terminal. It used to be called Mina al-Bakr. Once that capacity constraint is hit, there will be a question of what do they do next. They've got another old terminal called Khor al-Amaya that they might try to restart. It's in pretty bad shape, but they've used it in a pinch before. They've talked about other longer-term issues, such as restarting the so-called IPSA pipeline through Saudi Arabia. That's unlikely. That would take minimum of a year to get restarted, even under ideal political circumstances.
And security is such a key issue here, and there's a question, who's actually responsible for securing the oil fields and the 4,000-mile pipeline system throughout the country? I mean, does it fall to the military, to the Iraqis, or some other private security force?
It's a hodgepodge. There's a mixture of different forces. The U.S. military has reportedly formed some special teams to cover this, sniper teams working from helicopters, apparently. They've also got a lot of Iraqi security. They are also working with tribes in some of the areas to try and provide security. It's a real mixture. Nonetheless, up north where the pipelines keep getting bombed, it simply is very, very difficult to protect. Right now, the Iraqi ministry people are having a tough time believing that it will be secured in the near future.
Reviving oil production in Iraq relies on a good deal of investment from foreign oil companies in particular. And I imagine the security situation creates a rather chilly environment there.
The large companies absolutely will not go back in until the situation is sufficiently secure and they have, more importantly almost, or just as importantly at least, a legal and political framework that they know they can trust. They're talking about putting billions of dollars in over long periods of time. And until they feel like their contracts will be honored and their facilities will be safe, they're going to stand back.
And if they actually get oil production back to its pre-war levels, who actually controls all that oil and who controls the profits?
At this stage, the oil revenues are handled by a fund administered by the U.S. authorities. It is nominally under the control of the Iraqi Central Bank, but it's ultimately under U.S. control. There's been some questions about the transparency and the use of those funds. Realistically, from what we've seen, there hasn't been misappropriation. It's being used for the projects, for reconstruction, paying salaries, things like that. But the ministry itself right now does not directly handle the oil revenues. And where those oil revenues go, who controls them, will be a major political battle.
Jamal Qureshi, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Jamal Qureshi is a market analyst for PFC Energy and Energy Consulting Group in Washington, D.C.